Today be a little bit different as I pause and remember on this 11th day of September 2026, remembering the events of September 11th, 2001. A day that many said they would never forget, but a day that well, many live as if they've forgotten. A lot of things that I remember about that day. It particularly struck me because it wasn't long before that day that I stood on top of the World Trade Center. In fact, I have a red, white, and blue jacket that drapes over the back of my office chair that I wore on top of that World Trade Center. It reminds me of being there. And it reminds me of the loss. But my greatest memory of 9/11/2001 took place after the destruction. It was our nation's leaders on the steps of the Capitol building singing, "God Bless America." Working together, praying together, seeking God together. And I remember thinking, I bet this won't last. And it hasn't. But it's not just the political leaders that have quickly, I know it's been 25 years, but it wasn't long before they quit working together, praying together. But it's people in general. And so for today's broadcast, I want to talk, and we're talking and focus this week on being kind. Originally looked at the topic of compassion, but settled in on something that's more tangible to most of us. Kindness. They definitely are related. Compassion has to do with joining in someone's suffering. We do so because of kindness. And so today's topic in the weekly prayer guide is being clothed with kindness. It's what we wear. It's what people see. It's what they experience. But I want to start by reading a poem I wrote 8 years ago in remembrance that finishes with a call for compassion, for the kindness that we ought to have. I entitled the poem, "A Usual Day." We woke up that morning in the usual way, with usual plans for our usual day. Our minds were quite filled with the usual things, as we were prepared for what a usual day brings. For some, change was instant, with life gone in a flash. Yet others were changed as toward the rubble they dashed. Some called their loved ones, as they would soon die. Others were gone with no chance for goodbye. Some ran away, but there was no place to hide. Some ran towards trouble to help those inside. Some rushed the men who intended such harm and found their life over on a Pennsylvania farm. And through all the horror on an unusual day, the nation did mourn and gathered to pray. We prayed for each other. We prayed for the lost. We prayed for the families who paid the great cost. Yet time has a way of changing our view when the heartache and loss are no longer new. The prayers that we prayed on those nights long ago are no longer intense for those we don't know. And slowly but surely, I think we've arrived to a usual day with our usual drive and our usual mindset that looks far ahead with no thought of preparing for when we are dead. So I ask for a moment on this usual day. Please stop and remember and take time to pray. Pray for the families of those who were lost. Pray for the helpers who still pay the cost. Pray for your own life and ask God today, if you were to meet Him, just what would He say? Pray for your neighbor wherever they may be, and live with compassion so that Jesus, they see.